Welcome to Cracking the Code on Peanut Allergies on ReachMD. The following episode is brought to you through an independent educational grant from Aimmune Therapeutics. On this episode, defining two types of oral food challenges, you will hear from Dr. Jay Lieberman, associate professor in the Department of Pediatrics and the University of Tennessee Health Science Center, Le Bonheur Children's Hospital.
So the food challenge is done in a few different ways, and the two most classic ways are a double-blind, placebo-controlled food challenge in which the provider and the patient, neither one of them know what they're getting, or their open food challenge, classically done more in the clinical setting in which the provider and the patient know what they're going to be eating during the challenge. Obviously, the open challenge may lead to some false positives as the patient may have some anxiety if they know they're eating the possible allergen. So in a research setting, typically they will be using a double-blind placebo-controlled challenge, and this can be done for several reasons. Obviously, to just diagnose whether or not the patient has a food allergy, maybe. Perhaps in treatment studies, if a patient is being treated for an allergy, most studies will have a baseline food challenge and a post-treatment food challenge, which will allow the researchers to know whether the therapy worked, i.e. the patient was able to be more of the allergen after the therapy. And finally, perhaps to determine an eliciting dose. This is more useful in a population setting in which you're determining perhaps the eliciting dose at which 5% of the patient population will react, which may help policy in labeling laws. In the open food challenges, which is classically done in the clinical setting, that's going to be done with less stringent criteria. The goal is that the patient eats a total amount that would be a typical serving size, and typically that's 6 to 8 grams of protein. Peanut, for example, that may be approximately 2 tablespoons of peanut butter. And feeding this in small amounts initially and increasing the amount over time until the patient has eaten the full serving of the food without reaction, or finding that dose at which they react at and saying, yes, indeed, you are truly allergic, and therefore that guides the treatment.
The preceding program was brought to you through an independent educational grant from Aimmune Therapeutics. To access other episodes in this series, visit reachmd.com/peanutallergies. This is ReachMD. Be part of the knowledge.